additional appropriation permitted in the amount of $17,241 for the Heritage Trail project, which is also in the riverwalk. If anyone would like to come forward at this time, please speak for or against it, they should come forward at this time. If anybody would like to speak for or against this, they should come forward at this time. Otherwise, we'll close the public hearing.
Call for a council member, stand for the flag.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body and guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Shirley Rose.
Present.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Dan Ravalet.
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Dwayne Chapman.
Here.
Brian Grove.
Here.
Adoption of agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the agenda as presented.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalet.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Approval of the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalet.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Motion approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, or monstrances. Committee chair report.
Mr. Mayor, attended a solid waste meeting today at 8 o'clock, and I have copies of all the materials that was discussed, if you'd like to take a look at it.
Any other reports? Report of city officers. If you don't care, I'm not going to report that. Flu shots. If you ordered flu shots, they are Friday the 28th, 3 to 4:15, Monday the 31st, 8 to 10 a.m., Tuesday the 1st, 3 to 4:15. Employee checkmate is this Friday at the Employee Shop at West Coast, Great Park, and you should have received an invitation ribbon cutting for the riverwalk is this Friday at 5:00. And just want to ask you about the landscape gallery, landscaping started today. Any other reports? Not when you do old business. First up is ordinance 44-2016, additional appropriation ordinance of $17,241 from that for Heritage Riverwalk Trail Project.
Make a motion to have, is this the second reading?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second reading on ordinance 44-2016.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 44-2016.
Ordinance 44-2016, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, $17,241 from edit.
Let the record show that we have a public hearing at 6 o'clock. Nobody's spoken for or against this.
Quick question. Upkeep. Who's going to be doing the upkeep for the Riverwalk once this thing's over and done?
Parks Department, and we will be looking for money to purchase a side-by-side vehicle to hold the water to them so they can...
Right.
As far as landscaping goes, there are stuff being planted that kind of is a spreading so that eventually it will
take over here.
Yeah, take over here, like weeds or mulch or something.
curious if you have that kind of taken care of, so, before. Thank you, Mayor.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Rabelais?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 44-2016 passes by voice 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 44-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 44-2016.
Ordinance 44-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, from edit, $17,241.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Rabelais?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 44-2016 passes by voice 7-0. Move to new business. First up is ordinance 47-2016, adoption of 2017 budget ordinance.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 47-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 47-2016.
Ordinance for appropriation and rates, ordinance 47-2016, the annual budget, $13,512,569 is the adopted budget.
Discussion.
Oh, I was waiting for someone to ask the question. I will. Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Rabelais?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 47-2016 passes by voice 7-0. Next is 48-2016, adoption of 2017 salary ordinance.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 48-2016.
Adopted tonight.
Motion by President Grove.
The salary ordinance?
We didn't do the salary yet.
I mean, the budget ordinance and the salary ordinance all have to be adopted tonight. Final.
Yeah, let's not do this wrong.
Then I need a motion.
No, we're not. That's what you're...
Suspend the rules and have second, third readings on board of both ordinances 47-48.
Don't we have to approve the second?
Yeah, we haven't approved 48 yet. We're just on 47. So somebody's gonna withdraw their motion and their second, and then we're going to have a new motion to suspend rules. At least that's what the minutes will reflect.
Withdraw my motion.
Thank you.
I didn't know they had two readings in this.
Suspend the rules.
Yeah, we have.
It's not official.
This is all...
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to suspend the rules and have second, third reading of ordinance 47-2016.
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Rabelais?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And that passes by voice 7-0. Now we'll have second reading of ordinance. We need a motion.
Has this already been advertised?
Yes.
Okay. Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 47-2016.
President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 47-2016.
Ordinance for appropriation and tax rates, 47-2016, $13,512,569.
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Rabelais?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
That passes by voice 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 47-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 47-2016.
Ordinance 47-2016, ordinance for appropriation and tax rates for the next year, $13,512,569.
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Rabelais?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 47-2016 passes by a vote of 72. Now we move to ordinance 48-2016, adoption of 2017 salary ordinance.
Make a motion for first reading of ordinance 48-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Wells, second by Council Wesley, have first reading of ordinance 48-2016.
Ordinance 48-2016, salary ordinance. This year they're doing elected officials and employees in the same ordinance.
I know we have to do this, but the reason why this couldn't have got put on earlier is, and why we have to.
It's been, I mean, we had our, brought it before you, I think it was last time, what it was, and then we advertised it in the paper like it said, and it said it would be adopted tonight.
But that next one later.
That was last week. It's what you.
This is throwing me off a little bit.
It's what you agreed to, what you did.
Don't we vote on elected officers?
Historically.
We combined it.
Historically, we have, but you don't have to.
So we're not doing it this year?
It's.
Not if you pass 48-2016.
Throw us off now.
Yeah, all right, because I was, and I saw one, it kind of threw a curve at me, because we used to see those two side by side and kind of combine. I know it's probably semantics, but it was a little curveball that I wasn't used to.
We thought that's what we had to do.
No.
No, and I'm not sure why we ever did it that way to begin with, other than somebody wanted to do something different for one class of person versus another class of person. Barring that, there's no reason. Barring that. In the spirit of equality, I would recommend passage.
Okay, make a motion to suspend the rules on ordinance 48-2016.
Second.
Is that what we are?
We need a vote on the first.
First reading.
Did you read first?
I read it before I had it. I read it.
Call for the question.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravelet.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 48-2016 passes by a vote of 72. Now we.
Now make a motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Motion by President Wells, second by Council Wesley, have suspend the rules and have second, third reading of 48-2016.
Call for the question.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravelet.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And rules are suspended by a vote of 70.
Make a motion and second reading of 48-2016.
I'm sorry.
Motion by President Wells, second by Council Wesley, have second reading of ordinance 48-2016.
Ordinance 48-2016, an ordinance of the common council of the city of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation amounts effective January 1, 2017, and the amounts approved and continuing thereafter until duly changed should the Department of Local Government and Finance deem it necessary to decrease budgets, at which time salaries may be lowered retroactive back to January 1, 2017. And the only distinction there is I don't think you can lower elected officials once they're set. We go through this every year now.
That's what we separated for over a year, maybe? For the past couple of years, like maybe? I'm just trying to wrap my mind around this, why it was one way and now it's another. I'm not saying like.
Well, a reason would be if there was some dispute about elected officials giving themselves raises, for example, they may want to change that, or the mayor could veto one or the other. I've never seen that happen, but legally, all the salaries are in one ordinance. I don't think that it's required that they be segregated. But in answer to your question on why we've done it that way, I call that folk law. It's the way we've always done it, and I have no legal authority for splitting that up.
Question.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revlath?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 48-2016, passed by notice of emergency.
Now, third and final reading of ordinance 48-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 48-2016.
Ordinance 48-2016, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation amounts effective January 1, 2017.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revlath?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 48-2016, passed by notice of emergency. Next is ordinance 49-2016, additional appropriation ordinance fund budget, Riverwalk, $15,000, and additional appropriation from the Rockland Group for Section Midwest, $6,814.38, for a total of $19,857.
Make the motion, do you have first reading of ordinance 49-2016?
Second.
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 49-2016.
Ordinance 49-2016, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, total of $19,827, both from edit.
Discussion.
Mayor, do you think you can have John come and talk to us about where we're at timeline wise, because I think, like, I know that we're getting closer to things actually supposed to be happening.
We'll be opening bids here, I think, next month, and that project will probably start towards the end of November, so.
And that project will take probably a year.
So we'll start.
It'll start here.
And digging dirt and all that.
With that, we work with the university. The truck traffic that comes from Wabash Steel, we had to make a cut through their second tank fire, so that traffic, yeah, the trucks could get out. You see a little cut through getting there for that reason. Okay, any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revlath?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 49-2016, passed by notice of emergency. Next up is resolution 4-2016, property tax shortfall.
Make a motion to read resolution 4-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to read and approve resolution 4-2016.
Resolution 4-2016, be it resolved by the City of Vincennes, City Council, Knox County, Section 1, whereas the council finds it will be unable to carry out the governmental functions committed to it by law under the property tax levy limitations of Indiana Code 6-1.1-18.5-3, Section 2. Council resolves that it must appeal to the Department of Local Government Finance for relief from the limitations stated in Section 1 due to annexation, consolidation, extension of services, property tax shortfall, and three-year growth appeal, Section 3. This resolution hereby supersedes any previous resolutions enacted by this council concerning the above referenced property tax levies and excess levy appeals.
Any discussion? This is the same thing that we did last year, probably 6 months, every year, it's basically try to ensure that we get all our money that we're supposed to get.
Right, in case there's a.
Is this simply like a check, right, or making sure that we're getting the money that's appropriate to us, right?
It could be, if there were been property appeals, someone said that, you know, they paid way too much taxes, and it was before the Peter Bowler Board, then, and if they agreed with them, they got a refund of their money, if it's a large amount, that could cause you to get less money, and so this is an appeal to cover that.
So basically, in a nutshell, layman's terms, it's just a, we're just checking to make sure that the money that was guaranteed to us or approved for us is coming our way, is that correct?
And again, you'll see this time next year.
So this is out of the every year thing?
At least every other year, not every year.
Call for a question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And resolution 1416 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $311,671.48.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, to pay claims in amount of $311,671.48.
Better not, it's about that was brilliant.
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Ms. Lyons, additional report, please depart the request to appropriate grant money awarded to purchase 15 new bags.
This is basically, every year we apply for the Bulletproof Vest Partnership Grant, and we've been awarded that, I think, every year since I've been chief, which is nice to help supplement the cost to keep up with the vest. What we're doing here is just asking that money be appropriated back to the Bulletproof Vest line so that we can pay the bill for the vest that we're purchasing. Anybody have any questions?
In the motion.
I'm chief.
Make a motion.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, to approve the limited grant money for 14 new vests.
Now, Sharon, is that amount already in our paper?
This is money, this is reimbursable grant money.
I know, but that's in our payables, our claims?
Yes.
Okay, so we really have already paid, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Call for a question.
Okay.
And yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Excuse me, Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
And Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And that request is approved by a vote of 7-0. Nothing else, we need a motion to adjourn.